Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
A huge jump in Bay Area ICU capacity numbers. What does it say and what does it mean for the region's stay-at-home orders? The concern not to reopen too fast.
People need to continue to wear their damn mask, continue to be socially distant.
A new UCSF study on the riskiest jobs during the pandemic. Could it change the order of who gets vaccinated? Why farmers and food workers are at the top. And worries over vaccine supply. Why the state doesn't have enough to meet demand as all hopes now rest on the Biden administration. Good morning. It is Sunday, January 24th. I'm Emily Turner. Let's start with a check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Peck.
Got a lot coming our way over the next 7 days. First thing, it's already showing up on high def Doppler. That's today's rain, and it doesn't get here till late morning in the North Bay. So here are the top headlines for how these next few days will go. Today it rains, and we pick up about a quarter to a half an inch of rain, most of that coming from late morning all the way through the afternoon, even into the evening down in the South Bay. That covers today. And then tomorrow, it's going to be windy. Gust up to 40 miles an hour. In fact, those winds will start as early as tonight. They're part of this first system. It kind of ushers in the strong winds. But the main event is coming on Tuesday night through Thursday, really right through the heart of the day on Wednesday and much of Thursday. We've got a pretty prolonged rainmaker that'll stay with us, and we could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain for most locations throughout the Bay Area. And just to show you how that plays out, here's the rainfall for today. Pretty manageable, 0.2 inch of rain, maybe 0.3 inch of rain for most spots. Now I'm going to add in the rainfall from that Tuesday night through Thursday rainmaker. Big difference. That's when we start to get closer to 3 inches. I'll be back with more on the rest of this forecast coming up in just a few minutes. For now, Emily, back over to you.
Taking a live look outside this morning, some positive news for the Bay Area. 23% of the region's ICU beds are now empty. And that's a big change from the low numbers of the past few weeks. The big question, though, is could the Bay Area say goodbye to the stay-at-home order soon? I know some of us hope so. KPIX 5's Betty Yu explains that the answer isn't quite that simple, though.
Firmly believe this is our last surge, and this is the last time that those restrictive lockdowns will occur because of the availability of the vaccine.
UCSF infectious disease expert Dr. Monica Gandhi is encouraged by the region's ICU availability. She's seeing firsthand hospitalizations drop at Zuckerberg San Francisco General, where she also works. Still, the state's COVID dashboard says the Bay Area's four-week ICU capacity projection is still below the threshold. The stay-at-home order is supposed to be lifted by the state when the availability crosses 15%, looking a month ahead.
It seems like a pretty strong upward trend. I would love to see what that graph looks like, what model they're using. I am mind blown completely.
Danielle Rapkin owns CrossFit Golden Gate and has been holding limited classes outdoors.
My business has been absolutely decimated since March. First, the biggest thing that has hurt me is how many people have left the city. It's just destroyed. All of my members are gone. I have no business.
San Mateo County Supervisor David Canepa doesn't want people to start loosening their grip on safety.
People need to continue to wear their damn mask, continue to be socially distant. On the one hand, it's super news. The question is, how long can we sustain it?
Betty Yu, KPIX 5. The San Francisco COVID Command Center said in a statement to KPIX, the state will be the one to lift the regional stay-at-home order and determine when the Bay Area hits that threshold to lift the lockdown. New this morning, a new study out of UCSF has ranked the riskiest jobs in California during the pandemic. Looking at occupational data from death certificates, researchers found essential workers and not healthcare workers actually run the highest risk of death from the coronavirus. The riskiest jobs include cooks, packing machine operators, agricultural workers, bakers, and construction laborers, as well as sewing machine operators, shipping and receiving clerks, customer service workers, truck drivers, and maids and house cleaners. The study says people in these categories often work in close proximity to coworkers and don't have the option of working from home. With the Biden administration at the helm, local public health officials are hopeful the new leadership will speed up the vaccine rollout. According to the LA Times, nearly 1.8 million doses have been administered so far here in California. Vaccine supplies are limited, though, and uncertainty over the size of vaccine shipments has complicated the entire rollout. The Biden administration is now proposing $20 billion to help expand vaccination capacity. But even if the funding is approved, the change won't be immediate.
It's going to take a while for the dollars to translate into trained people, sites, and all the other difficulties in getting these problems lined up.
Yeah, we're kind of hoping that the new administration would sort of, you know, open the vaults and see boxes and boxes of vaccine that hadn't been distributed.
For more information on how to sign up for the vaccine in your county, head to kpix.com/vaccine. This morning, public health officials are investigating the mysterious death of a person who died hours after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Here's what we know so far. The patient was a Placer County resident. They tested positive for COVID-19 in late December. The patient received the COVID vaccine then several hours before their death on Thursday. The vaccine was not administered by Placer County public health officials. Local, state, and federal agencies now are investigating, and the cause of death remains unclear. The California Department of Public Health issued this statement, quote, "We take these instances seriously, which is why we're working with our government partners to investigate the cause. We're working collaboratively and will continue to use data and science to determine how to proceed." Taking a live look at the White House this morning, President Biden has assured the nation's mayors his administration would be active and accessible partners. As CBS's Skylar Henry reports, Joe Biden is warning, though, of a few dark months.
Things are going to get worse the next several months before they get better.
In a video message to the country's mayors, President Biden vowed to tackle the pandemic head on with a near $2 trillion relief plan and calling on Americans to do their part.
We also have to act now with urgency and unity as the United States of America.
The administration is adamant about getting 100 million coronavirus vaccines into Americans' arms, but says that is not enough.
In the next few months, masks, not vaccinations, are the single best defense that we have against COVID-19.
This week, the president signed nearly 30 executive actions, some reversing significant Trump-era policies, but most address COVID-19 and the economic fallout. The White House acknowledges the orders are only a first step and will take some buy-in from Republicans. Vice President Kamala Harris's chief spokeswoman, Simone Sanders.
Should we be actively involved in selling this plan and gathering support?
Also a priority for the Biden team, transparency. Dr. Deborah Birx, the former coordinator of President Trump's coronavirus task force, tells Face the Nation the Trump administration's rhetoric was a problem.
Communication is absolutely key. And so every time a statement was made by a political leader that wasn't consistent with public health needs, that derailed our response.
Dr. Anthony Fauci agreed.
It was having to always be wondering whether or not it would please the president or not, or please certain senior staff members. And that's not the right thing to do.
With the impeachment trial for former President Trump set for the week of February the 8th, there's concern many of these initiatives will be curbed, with Congress as divided as ever. Skylar Henry, CBS News, the White House.